story to Ibrahim bin Adam, that they used to be in the habit of having someone at their tablecloth at the time of eating. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was known for his generosity. The moment a person come, he used to slaughter an animal because of being generous to the guest. So one day he did not have anyone, so he went to search for someone. He found someone who was in need of food and told him to come and eat and partake of meals. When he took and was about to partake of meals, he said, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Take the name of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person said, did you call me for that? I don't believe in Allah. Did you call me to give me food that I must take the name of Allah? I don't want your food. And he walked out. So Allah ta'ala revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and said, oh Ibrahim, you could not feed him one meal despite him not taking the name of Almighty Allah. I've been feeding him for 80 years despite the fact that he is not believing in me. I'm feeding him all along. So this is an aspect that is always, that's something that we should always keep this in mind. Charity is sometimes not only seen as a generosity on the path of the rich, but is also the right of the poor over our wealth, about which I had said in the beginning, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. Upon your wealth there is the right of the poor and the needy. Charity must remain pure and totally selfless. Our duty is to help the poor, requiring nothing in return. And we do it solely for the sake of Almighty Allah. We do it solely for the sake of Allah. That is where the concept of the right hand giving without the left hand knowing. Now Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has made mention of a very amazing ayat. إِن تُبْدُوا صَدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ. If you give your charity openly, there is also good in that. And sometimes the situation and the circumstances would demand that you give it openly. In certain instances for the Muslim community, the amount of charity that they are working and doing in certain indigenous and in certain poor areas in the country, perhaps there is a need for us to change our focus and to give that openly. So Allah Ta'ala has referred to that already when He revealed the Quran. If you give openly, there is also good. Sometimes there is a good. Sometimes if you're doing it with the intention of encouraging others to follow suit the way you have been generous, it's good. But وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا, but if you conceal it, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It is even better in the eyes of Almighty Allah. It's even better that you give it concealedly. So we've got to keep both. Sometimes this would be applicable, but in general circumstances, to give in a concealed manner is something that is more appreciated by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give sincerely, Allah ta'ala says, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That the person who gives with the intention of show, مَا لَهُ رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ سَفْوَانِ. What a beautiful example Allah gives. The person who gives charity out of show, his example is like the little bit of mud, like a hard rock, كَمَثَلِ سَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ, little bit of sand, فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. Rain comes upon that rock, and because of the rain, that little bit of dust and mud and sand that is there gets wiped clean away from that rock. Allah says the person who gives charity out of name and fame, that is his example, no reward left for him. What a beautiful example Allah Ta'ala gives. So this is another aspect with regard to charity I must add on this is, charity does not wipe away gunah. Let me repeat this again. Charity does not wipe away the sins that we have committed. In the sense, it doesn't mean that if I have committed a whole amount of guna and sin, if I give a check at the time of Ramzan, somehow it will be an expiation for the wrong that I have done. That wrong you still have to rectify it. Ask Allah for tawbah. You know, don't say that Inna Allah tayyib la yaqbilu illa. Allah is pure, only Allah accepts only that which is pure. Our charity cannot be given from ill-gotten wealth. Ill-gotten wealth will not bring any benefit to us if we give it out in charity. The way Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi has made mention, I think it was Imam Sufyan, that to give charity with ill-gotten wealth is like washing dirty clothes with blood. So you got a dirty clothes, you take blood, you think that thing is going to get clean, it will never get clean, it will get more dirty. So to give charity with ill-gotten wealth is like wiping and washing dirty clothes with blood. You know, and Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi used to say, it is more preferable to me to give one dirham back to its rightful owner.